Then explain a little from Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Nityananda. Before starting, I wish to greet all the devotees who have come in the night or early in the morning. Slowly it is becoming a little more. It is our great desire that we fill the hall. I don't know if Lord Nityananda will send people to celebrate with us. Because to celebrate amongst Vaishnavas is just such a wonderful thing. There is a lock on our heart. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, it is possible this day is the day of all the days. Because from all those who are merciful, Lord Nityananda is the most merciful. The reason is that he is an avaduta who does not discriminate between someone who is capable to get mercy and someone who is not capable. So, my dear devotees, you have made the right decision to celebrate this day, and we hope to somehow in this lecture explain Lord Nityananda's glories a little bit more to you, so that it will be easier for you to really pray for him or pray to him for mercy. Sambandha, that means knowledge of our relationship to Nityananda, is necessary to pray from the heart for mercy, and not think this day is like another festival day. This is a special festival day. Of course, all the other festival days are also special, but this is special for those who want to get mercy. It's an insider festival. Not all the traditional souls from Croatia are here, although they need it very much. We are unfortunately a small group of insiders who know about Nityananda, and that we will hear a little. Good. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Pracharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 text to you, so please put that special put in your mechanism which needs to be there to really absorb the subject. Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight not only of one, but of millions of moons. The shade of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet give relief from the sufferings of material existence. If one does not take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, with firm conviction, one should take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. This is the opening verse of the prayer, attachment to Lord Nityananda. Let us now listen to a purport of Srila Prabhupada, and then at the end we will hear again the translation of the complete song so that we can keep it in our hearts. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, a great acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. He has written many songs about the Vaishnav philosophy, and they are approved as completely corresponding with Vedic instructions. So here Narottam Das Thakur is saying that the whole world is suffering under the blazing fire of material existence. May I ask you, who is deeply convinced of this, that the material world is in flames? But please don't raise your hand if you're not yet convinced. Yeah, about 30%, 40% of my audience. 60% is not yet convinced, but keep on listening. Don't say, oh, I'm not convinced of this, therefore I will not listen to this. Therefore, one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So we should relish this instruction of Narottam Das Thakur. We should relish it, that in order to get relief from the pains of the blazing fire of this material existence, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, because they are as cooling as the moon rays of millions of moons combined together. That means one will immediately find a peaceful atmosphere. Just like a man works the whole day, and if he comes under the moonshine, he feels relieved. Similarly, any materialistic man who comes under the shelter of Lord Nityananda will immediately feel that relief. The first one, material life is misery. And Lord Nityananda gives relief from this misery if we take shelter under his lotus feet. Then he says, Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushikala, Jechaya Jagata Yudai, Hena Nita Dinabai, Radha Krishna Pavitanai, Dara Nitai Sharane Dukoni. He says that if you are anxious to go back to home, back to Godhead, and if you want to become associated with Radha and Krishna, then the best policy is to take shelter of Nityananda. Say sambandha nahi ja brita janma geleta. One who has not been able to contact Nityananda should think that he has simply spoiled his valuable life. Brita janma gelet. Brita means for nothing, and janma means life, and gelatara means spoiled, because he has not made connection with Nityananda. Nitya means eternal, ananda means pleasure. Material pleasure is not eternal. That is the distinction. Therefore, those who are intelligent are not interested in this flickering pleasure of the material world. Each one of us, as a living entity, is searching after pleasure, but the pleasure which we are seeking is flickering and temporary. That is not pleasure. Real pleasure is Nityananda, eternal pleasure. So anyone who has no contact with Nityananda is to be understood that his life is spoiled. Sesam bandana hi jar, mrita janma gela thar, sepa shubhara dura char. Narottam Das Thakur uses here a very harsh word. He says that such a human being is an animal, an uncontrollable animal. As there are some animals that cannot be tamed, so anyone who has not contacted Nityananda should be considered as an untamed animal. Sei pashu vara durachara. Why? Because Nityananda valila muke, he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, and mojila sansara suke, and become merged into this material happiness. Vidya kule ki korabhikara, that nonsense person does not know how his education, family tradition and nationality will help him. These things cannot help him. These are all temporary things. Simply, if we want eternal pleasure, we must contact Nityananda. Vidya kule ki korabhikara, Vidya means education, and kula means family, nationality. So we may have a very nice family connection. We may have very nice national prestige, but after ending this body, these things will not help me. I carry my work with me, and according to that work, I shall have to accept by force another type of body. It may be something other than the human body. So these things cannot protect us or give us real pleasure. Narottam Das Thakur advises that vidya kule ki korabhira thar. So, in this next verse, he says, anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Lord Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. Such a person is just like a misbehaved animal, very harsh. Such persons never say the name of Lord Nityananda. Such persons simply become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment. What benefit will such persons obtain by their so-called academic education or birth in a high family or great nation? There's no contact to the Lord, our life is a zero. Prabhupada used to say this very often, that if the Lord is put before our lives, he's given priority, if we free our lives from the entanglement of illusion and just put Krishna as our priority, then the so-called, the other things which we have in our life, they gain value in relationship to Lord Krishna. So then the next third verse comes. Here Narottam Das Thakur describes the lock on the heart. And he describes this problem which a conditioned soul has who cannot take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then he says, ahankara matakvaya, being maddened after false prestige and identification. False identification with the body and the prestige of bodily relationship is called ahankara matakvaya. One is mad after this false prestige. Ahankara matakvaya nitai pada pasharya. Due to this false prestige, we are thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. So these are the signs of false prestige. Ahankara, matahoya, nita para pasha, asatere, satya pariman. The result is that I'm accepting something which is false. For example, I'm accepting this body. I'm not this body. Therefore, with false identification, I'm becoming entangled more and more. So, one who's puffed up with his false prestige, ahankara matamara, nitai pala kacharya, asatya, for the money, accepts something wrong as right. This is what is the payment for someone who is in false ego. He will have to be satisfied with something illusory, something false. The translation of this is, though these persons have become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda, and instead accept the illusory material energy as factual. If you actually want to, Prabhupada continues, then he says, Nitayera Karuna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pade. If you are actually serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, then please seek after the mercy of Nityananda. May I ask, just to know a little about my audience, are you serious to go back home, back to Godhead? Have you ever thought about this? Is this different from the world here? There are no video players, no chocolate, no illicit sex. Are you really serious? There are many things which are more wonderful. We will hear about this. But it's good to ask these self-searching questions in the heart. Sometimes the young devotee says, yes, I'm serious! And the old devotee goes, Hare Krishna. So he says, if you are actually serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, then please seek after the mercy of Nityananda. Nitayera karuna bhave, raja radha krishna bhave, dara nitaya charana duitoni. Please! Catch the lotus feet of Nityananda. Then he says, Nitayera charana sadhya. One may think that as we have catched hold of so many shelters, but in this material world later on they prove false, similarly, suppose we catch hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda, it may also prove false. But Narottam Das Thakur assures, Nitya Charana Sadhya. It is not false, because Nityananda is eternal. His lotus feet are also eternal. Tanhara Sevaka Nitya. And anyone who takes to the service of Nityananda, they also become eternal. Without being eternal, nobody can serve the eternal. That is the Vedic injunction. Without becoming Brahman, one cannot approach the Supreme Brahman. Just like without being fire, nobody can enter into the fire. Without being water, nobody can enter into the water. Similarly, without being fully spiritualized, nobody can enter into the spiritual kingdom. So, Nityayera Charana Satya. If you catch the lotus feet of Nityananda, then you become immediately spiritualized. Just like if you touch electricity, immediately, then you become electrified. That is natural. Similarly, Nityananda is eternal happiness. If you touch Nityananda some way or other, then you become also eternally happy. Tanhara sevaka nitya. Therefore, one who has come in contact with Nityananda has become eternal. Nitayera charana satya tanhara sevaka nitya dhritakodi bharanitaye paye. to just catch them very tightly. Naraka Badaduki Nitai Mole Parasuki. At the last, Narottama Das Thakur, the composer of this song, appealed to Lord Nityananda. My dear Lord, I am very unhappy. So you please make me happy. And you kindly keep me in the corner of your lotus feet. This is the sum and substance of this song. Three additional points were made. Here I will go a little faster. If you wish to achieve the mercy of Radha and Krishna, you should go through Lord Nityananda. And we are encouraged to have faith. Let us not think all our other shelters have proved false by now, so this shelter will also not work. No, we should have Shraddha that this shelter at the lotus feet of Nitai will work. And then we are just encouraged, if somehow or other, in some way, even by coming to a festival where like Nityananda is worshipped with an abhishek and so on, if somehow or other you come in contact, it is to your great benefit. You can actually become eternal and eternally happy. Hare Krishna. Let us now, after having heard this beautiful song, a little bit go into the tattva of Lord Nityananda. And afterwards, we will hear a proof from Shastra how a contact with Lord Nityananda will make us eternally happy. I think for a person who comes to Krishna consciousness and a person who begins to understand deeply about the philosophy, it is very, very important to come in contact with or to somehow come to terms with the word God realization, God consciousness. Who is that satya, the goal of our sadhana? Who is Lord Krishna? In this world also, people very much feel a need to come to one unifying understanding of how this world is kept together. This understanding is in science looked to be like a formula. In religion, one wants to come to one God, this is a very great need, and so on. This one principle which holds everything together, it remains at the goal of everyone's search, be he a scientist, a musician, or a religious person. Now when we approach Krishna consciousness, we understand that Krishna, that the Absolute Truth is not one. The Absolute Truth is there with the Shaktiman, the Lord, who is the source of the Shakti, the energy. Or there is Krishna and Radha, or Radha and Krishna. They are two. They are two to taste what is called rasa, or spiritual happiness. When the absolute truth is full of happiness and full of enjoyment, and in order to facilitate this, he is two, Radha and Krishna. Between them, an endless amount of rasa, transcendental taste, is manifested. The Absolute Truth is one. Radha and Krishna are one, just like fire is one with the heat, or the musk is like a perfume, is one with the odor or a smell or fragrance is a better word. A fragrance, it's one. But at the same time, it is two. Inconceivable, one and different. This God is two. He again becomes one in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, in our philosophy, in order to reach Radha in Krishna, we go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's same absolute truth, but he will give us the entrance into the realm of rasa, which a Brahmavadi, an impersonalist who believes in one truth, can never obtain. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a brother who's known as Balaram. Balaram is an expansion of the Krishna Tattva. And Balaram takes care of the manifestation of the whole spiritual and also material variety in his many, many forms. Balaram is also very important for the conditioned souls because he represents that principle, I don't want to say it in an impersonal way, this factor which brings the conditioned souls back to Krishna. He represents what is called the Guru Tattva. It is an inconceivably deep tattva which we will try to slow a little bit enter tomorrow, so I will not go here into this tattva at length. But I want to just say that Krishna's, from Krishna tattva, Krishna is two, Radha and Krishna, this is the eternal truth, and also from Krishna comes not only Radharani, but also Balaram, Baladev, who takes care of the manifestation of everything that be, both spiritual and material. And for that purpose he takes many, many expansions, which is a complicated subject, which you can read in the fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Balaram, when he comes to the material world, comes during Krishna's pastime in his original transcendental form, and during Gauranga's pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, he comes as Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is always full of transcendental bliss. And he's an avaduta. He's a very inconceivable personality, a very loving personality, and I want to characterize him a little bit in a very interesting to us. I want to characterize him by the Leela aspect. When Lord Chaitanya, just prior to Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Lord Nityananda appeared in the village of Ekachakra, and after he had grown up, when he was 12 years of age, he arranged for an Ayodhya, the place of Lord Rama, where he at his divine pastimes. When he was in Gokul, he recognized the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and he started to cry like a child. When he was in Hastinapur, he remembered the Pandavas. Alles erzählen wir dir, Vidarata. Nichts Schlimmes, weil du hast auf die Wand gestarrt. Nichts. Gut. Dann hätten wir es verholfen. When he came to Badrinath, then he saw Lord Vyasadeva there and was in ecstasy. When he came to Kanyakumari, he remembered how Lord Ram had built a bridge to Lanka. I'm reading from my notes here. When he saw the Buddhists and asked them a question on the ultimate truth, the Buddhists could not answer him, and Lord Nityananda kicked them in their heads. Please do not think this is impolite. It is a great blessing to be kicked by the Lord on the head, because one gets the dust of his on the lotus feet on the head. It is not impolite. It is the greatest of all politeness. Already now you can see Lord Nityananda is an avaduta, very unusual. You will have to seriously rearrange your mental conceptions of politeness and impoliteness when you are in contact with Lord Nityananda. Finally, he came to Pandapur and he stayed in the house of a devotee who was a brahmana. A little later, Lakshmipati, the great saint of the Matra Sampradaya, came by. Lakshmipati was very old at that time, and he worshipped Lord Balaram. When he was near to this house where Lord Nityananda stayed, Lakshmipati went into deep meditation, and there, in the night, he saw Lord Balaram, who appeared to him and said, "Lakshmipati!" "Lakshmipati, I have come, and I will personally reveal myself to you tomorrow. Look how I will look." Then Lord Balaram transformed into the beautiful form of Nitai. The next morning, Lakshmipati was still in ecstasy after having had a spurti, means a revelation of his worshipable Lord Balaram. Then he heard knocking on the door. "Come, come, who's there?" And the Lord just opened the door and very humbly said, I am here. I seek your shelter." Lakshmipati remembered his dream. And he said, "Balaram, Balaram." And then, when he said these words, Nikai transformed himself into Lord Balaram. Yes. Then he again became Nikai. And said, "I look for your shelter. Please give me Diksha." And the Lakshmipati did so. He gave him Diksha. Only a few days after this, he couldn't contain any longer the ecstasy in his body, the ecstasy which had accumulated to have the ecstasy. He was already an elderly gentleman, very old, and he went back to his worship of the Lord in the spiritual world. Lakshmipati had one disciple, the great Madhavendra Puri. When Lord Nityananda continued with his journey, he met Madhavendra Puri, who at that time was very sad. Madhavendra Puri had left the places where the human beings would accumulate, the cities or the rural communities, and he wandered around in the forest, in the Shuli. He did not want to be with the people because the people, they're so irreligious and so far away. And he was in love of Godhead. So one day he met Lord Nityananda. It is not possible to describe the ecstasy which Madhavendra Puri found, or God, when he finally found the embodiment of love, a love he was hankering for so much. They embraced, and they clung in their embrace, and for many hours they sat lying on the floor without any motion, so much ecstasy, but so much emotion was there, that the tears were coming from the from their eyes, and the body were trembling in ecstasy. The disciples of Madhavendra Puri had never seen this. They asked, who is this person? Upon seeing this person and embracing them, our Guru Maharaj has left his consciousness. He has fallen on the ground. He is not breathing. Who is this person? Madhavendra Puri had to keep it a secret. For many days they talked and they cried in that common ecstasy of love of Godhead, being totally overwhelmed. And then Lord Nityananda left the association of Madhavendra Puri to continue onwards. Finally he came to Vrindavan, where he stayed under the Sringavat tree, a place where Lord Krishna had decorated Srimati Radharani after the Rasa dance. He stayed there. He was in ecstasy. He behaved like a little child. Lord Nityananda is so much in ecstasy that he is like a little child. And in modern life, some say, oh, children are better than grown-ups, because grown-ups have so many blockades in their natural personality. This is what some people say. Some people strongly disagree. But there is this notion in this world that children are in one way more developed personalities than grown-up, because in the name of development, grown-ups are emotionally undeveloped and not spontaneous any longer. They have so many mental conceptions and so on, which blockade most of the people. This is a conception which is there in the world. Whatever this conception is, I found it interesting, because those who have this conception, they should take shelter under the lotus feet of Nityananda. Because Nityananda is like a little child. He felt like a cowherd boy. He was playing. By that time he was already around 30 years in this world. He was playing with the little children. He was dancing with them. He was encouraging them to chant, because he was like a child. He sometimes took flowers and threw them over his transcendental body and just laughed and cried in ecstasy. Hare Krishna. Then, when he was 32 years, one day he just got up in the dark. He roared like a mad lion, shouting, Nimai! Nimai! My brother! And then he left Vrindavan and, like a drunken elephant, danced towards Navadvip. Please note that from his 12th year in this world to his 32nd year, that is for 20 years, Lord Nityananda kept his identity totally, how do you say, covered. He also never preached. He only said one day to Harivendra Puri, he covered his mouth, don't talk about me, please. Then, when he was hearing this, knowing that now his brother will start the Sankirtan movement, now Lord Chaitanya will start the Sankirtan movement, he went to Navadvipa and joined Lord Chaitanya. And then they came together first in the house of Nandan Acharya, and later they danced their first public kirtan in the house of Srivas Pandit. In former times, former lectures, I have tried to tell you something about this meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, although it is very difficult. We had to more or less quote the, we were only reading from scripture. This I will not do today. I wish to just read to you now a little bit about Lord, this I will do in the evening. I see already it is 9:20. Do you know when I started to talk? How long I'm talking already? Any idea? 9 o'clock? You were looking? 9 o'clock. So, okay, so we have, I want to now make one point, philosophical point. In the evening, please come from 6 to 7. I will read from Chaitanya Bhagavata something which I really wanted to put in the first part of my lecture, but it's not possible. I wanted to read how Lord Nityananda empowers someone who comes in contact with him and how he changes that person's life. But let us end the class here with one other point. The point is already made that Lord Nityananda can be, in our relationship with Lord Nityananda is not so easy to establish, because Lord Nityananda moves totally out of the frame of the materialistic understanding of what is good and bad. If you remember how he kicked the head of the Buddhist, they were peacefully meditating, bang, acha, bang, blitz, nika, inside, that immediately ensues. Lord Nityananda did this very unusual behavior at times. For instance, many times Lord Chaitanya had to get Lord Nityananda out of the river Ganga. He was swimming in the Ganga, chasing the crocodiles. And he was swimming there, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya said, Nika, what are you doing? Come! Sometimes Lord Nityananda would dance in ecstasy and lose all his garments, and he would take his garments like a turban and put them around his head and laugh and go around like this. And Lord Nityananda was, Lord Chaitanya was, Nithai, what are you doing? And he brought his own cloth and covered Lord Nityananda like this. Lord Nityananda is very special. He's transcendental. Our material minds will never understand the blissful Avadhuta Lord Nityananda. See, this, you need to understand this, that the spiritual dimension is beyond the reasoning power of your mind. Even Brahma cannot understand Krishna with his mind. When he comes to Dwaraka, he comes in to the anteroom, the waiting room, and says to the servant, I'm Brahma, I need to speak, I need to speak Krishna. The Brahma goes into Krishna, Krishna tells him, when he hears that Brahma is there, ask him when you see him, what Brahma? The servant of Brahma. Mulanti, he says, yes, please, give your
it's not enough, and Brahma, the Brahma.
Then, after waiting some more, Lord Brahma enters. He says, he sees Krishna. And he said, no, my dear Lord, I'm troubled with one question. I was asking myself, what did the servant of yours mean when he asked me for my identification? I thought there's only one Brahma. I'm the Brahma. That's me. So then, at that time, Lord Krishna worked his wonder and he revealed, he called many Brahmas. Some of them had 10 heads, some 100, some 1,000 and so on. And in this way the Brahma saw this world cannot understand Krishna. You can also not understand Krishna. Krishna Leela, which is full of prema, loving exchanges with his dear devotees, the gopis, it may seem to your eyes like calm, like the lusty exchanges between men and women, but it is not. It is entirely different. It has nothing to do with this, what is going on in the world. In the name of romantic relationship. It is nothing. It is absolutely categorically different. So to understand Lord Nityananda with the mind will simply not be possible. Our mind cannot enter this area of spirituality. It cannot come close to Lord Nitya. What we need is the Lord to reveal himself to us. We need that the Lord gives us his milasti, his mercy. When you come today to Lord Nityananda, understand, you are blind, you can't see him. He only can look into your direction with his merciful eyes, and then maybe he will give you prema, love. As we will listen in the evening, so it is when Lord Nityananda performs his kirtan, how he gives love while looking at his devotees. We will listen to this evening. This is very, very important when you approach transcendence. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was standing in the narrow entrance door before the Lordship Shishi Radha Gandharika Giridhari. He was straining to see. It was very narrow. You can see still. So his servant came to him and said, after he had taken darsha, Guru Maharaj, in this temple it's very difficult to see the deities, Radha Gandharika Giridhari. It's very difficult due to the architecture. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to instruct us, he became very thoughtful and said, you can never see the deity. What can you see with these eyes? Can you see Radha and Krishna? We want to be seen by them. Hare Krishna. What a deep point. Can you follow this one? Reach the transcendental domain, but if these personalities become merciful, then they will invite us to come there. Come, Dorjite, come get the milas, the mercy. This is the a very deep point about Nityananda's appearance day. Let us somehow pray and cry for the mercy of Nitai today. Let us pray that he looks into our directions. See me! See me! See me! Please. Please is very important, this word. And when the Lord looks at us, it's done. Your spiritual progress is done, made. Then you go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Lord Nityananda Rama ki jay, Nityananda Rama ki jay, Nityananda Rama ki jay. I want to end here. I want to see if there are some quick questions. I will promise you, I will try to answer them as fast as I can, I mean as concise. Not fast, fast is such a thing of the mode of question. As concise as I can. You have said that in order to progress in spiritual life, we have to attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Is there anything which we can do on our end to obtain this mercy? This is a very interesting question which came up in Puri in a discussion between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. After Lord Chaitanya had been in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya said to his father-in-law, stepfather, yes, this must go to who was in your house. I said, you are learned man, Gopinath. How can you say such a thing? And this is a great saint and sadhu, yes. He's very young. I have 24 years or something. He's very young. How can you say he is God? And then I studied all the shastras. God is not coming in this age. Then Gopinath Acharya gave these very special verses in the Shastras. In Bhagavatam is a verse where Lord Chaitanya is described as the Channa avatar. That is a covered avatar who cannot be seen. But his main point was not proving that the Lord from Shastra. His main point was you can only see the Lord if he gives you his mercy. So this was also our point, and our Mataji is asking, how do we obtain this mercy? Do you think this is an intelligent question? Do you think it is relevant or maybe more unrelevant to us? Question, what would you say? What to do to get the mercy of Nityananda? How can we help our young Mataji? What are we to explain on this matter? We have heard the mercy of Krishna is causeless. You can't really do something like you give a few dollars, pay, and get the Sony tape recorder from the salesman in the store. It's not how you, it's a causeless mercy. Can we do it? Is there at all a question of doing something to obtain the mercy? It's a very difficult question. And I will not give the answer. I want to hear from you if you have ever thought about this question. how to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Gadara has thought about this, yeah? Did it loud, is it loud? But has chanted the name of Gauranga with tears in his eyes? With tears in his eyes, yes? Write this down, it is extremely important. Someone write this down, suddenly for our Mataji, the answers. I'm there to take. Good. We have to get maybe great desire to get the mercy. Dvijanayaka. We have to serve someone who is very dear to Lord Nityananda. I think you gave the answer. We should be like a child who asks another child. Please. I'm sorry. We have to learn to accept the mercy. Prabhupada once said, everyone says there are so many problems. But there are no problems. There's only one problem. How to accept Krishna? Our Mataji said, we must accept, not just so. What else? Nitai Gunamani has the name of Lord Nityananda. We must hear from these persons. And then Nityananda Ram, who has also the name of Lord Nityananda. They must have thought, we will go to the authorities who have the name of yes, you want to think a little bit about it? It's a good question, isn't it? Nityananda Ram, have you thought about this? Maybe we have to become humble. I fear we have to become humble. Maybe it will not go without this, yes. This is in Nityananda Ram is relating our philosopher, he's making very relevant point from the song. Those who are maddened by false ego, they have no chance. This was sung in the song. Eugenio is a very heavy preacher to us. He says, you must feel helpless. You must understand, you have tried so many things, they didn't work. Now you must try this. Maria? To seek the mercy of the other devotees, if there is a real dear devotee of the Lord Nityananda, go to him. Madhavananda. Pray from the heart. Yes, Bavarian day, pray from the heart. Vishaka, oh, so many ideas you have. But don't say things which you don't do today, huh?
Be patient and pray that
Nityananda
is looking at us.
Be patient, Vishaka says. Be patient and pray that Lord Nityananda looks at us. Very nice answer. Call out for his name. Nitai! Very loud, yes. I will do this in my room with closed doors. No, we can do it in the kirtan. Kirtan is there. Those who are kirtan leaders, please make it a point to chant Nityananda Ram or Nitai, Jan Nitai, everything is allowed. Yes, a Brahmana from Prague. We should celebrate his birthday. Yes. If this is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur, that anyone who simply comes to Nityananda's appearance day and celebrates it with that love of God. He is that Vrindavana Sagar. Here, Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said. And if you go to Gopuni, you will also get love of God. These two things. Just like Gadada has given us the information that Lord Nityananda is very mercifully inclined to him who chants the name of Gauranga, but it must be with a tear in the eyes. There is a statement in Shastra like this. Yes. We should maybe, if we could arrange this, get some, find someone who drinks, who copies it, because you can sing it very nice, this song, a very good song. I have the songbook I have, the more version of Acharya. Do we have the possibility to make photocopies here in the hotel? We have. Then I can give you. A few, yes, yes. Yes, if you go over Gauranga, then you get the time. All what you have said is very good. But I want to say something else. Obviously, I would like to repeat what you have said. You have taken some of the answers out of my mouth and my brain and my heart. Yes. Let me add something. Something which is very, very dear and placed. I said I wanted to have questions which come from the heart, which you will personally do in your life. Then they must be applied. Spiritual life is not a spectator sport where you look at how others do something or how the Shastras describe something. You must do it to apply it in your life and to taste it in your life. Lord Krishna has one weak spot. He does not wish, he is very free in whom he gives the mercy or not. Sometimes he gives them to unqualified people. We have heard how Lord Nityananda prayed for Jagai and Madai, who were really not good sadhakas, to say the least. They were drunken people. But still they got the mercy. When I read it the first time, I overread it, but when I read it the second and third time, I said, wait, what's about me? the people who are the most fallen, who did things which I have never done, they got love of God, and me, I'm dry like a stone. This is not right. You know, I'm a little temperamental by nature, so. So the mercy is sometimes costless, cannot be purchased, can come to unqualified people. But Krishna has one weak spot in his heart. For instance, now Sri Hari comes to Draupadi and cries, and Draupadi is very lovingly looking towards Sri Hari because he has that weak spot. When the child comes and says, then the mother's heart, this is natural, it must be like this, is flowing over with affection. Yes? So, Lord Krishna also has one weak side in him. He is extremely pleased when devotees approach him with a devotional service attitude. Like, Prabhupada, he says, oh Krishna, I have brought this little thing for you. Please accept. And then Prabhupada starts to cry. This is an example of devotional service. Not just service, but devotional service. If the Lord is approached through the process of devotional service, that something is done for him with devotion, he just has to give his mercy. It spontaneously flows from his heart. That's why we approach Lord Nityananda and the transcendental realm in general through devotional service. We go to a spiritual master to ask him, please engage me, give me the tips and the advices how to do devotional service. Because by devotional service, the Lord's heart is becoming open that he gives all his mercy. He gives himself even away to his devotees who serve him with devotional service. To serve Lord Nityananda, it's very good if you do something in the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Spread the holy name around, do service in some ways. When you are a grihastha, don't think service is a burden. It is a must. We need service. It's a present in our lives. And we should perform it with devotion. And then Lord Nityananda becomes inclined. Good. Now, I think you have expressed this point, devotional service, in so many ways, but I thought I would speak it like this. I want to thank all of you for your nice participation. We have now a nice list. Our secretary has written the list, and you can maybe write it out, and you can put the thing on the door, how to get Lord Nityananda's mercy. There are even good writers in Croatia who write very nicely. Who was a good writer? Calligraphy? Calligraphic writer? No, here is our best. Gorangi is the best. Would you care to do this little service for the festival? Saranandi will give you the list. She is a calligraphic expert. Yes, I remember. You have learned it. It's good. So she will write it down, and you can look at that list when you enter the door so that your day becomes successful. But please do it. Don't think this is a childish game. It's of utmost serious necessity in our lives. Lord Nityananda Ram ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gopi Vrindavan ki jai, Hari Hari Bol.